You are listening to the Hustle Fearlessly podcast. I'm your host, Fabiola Giordani. If you're here, you're ready to learn how to leverage your expertise to build wealth and create more freedom. On this show, you can expect practical mindset advice, actionable marketing tips and strategies to build a business that brings in more profit, more ease, and more freedom. Let's dive in. Hey, gorgeous. Welcome to episode number 33 of the Hustle Fearlessly podcast. And today's episode is going to be short and sweet, but super juicy for what you need for this month. So my friends and I were having a conversation around like how January felt different this year. Really, how we decided that we're going to make January the time to wrap up past projects, to really ease into the new year, but most importantly, to set ourselves up for success so that the rest of the year could be like butter, okay? And it got me thinking about how I decided to plan for this year and the action steps I was going to take. And I'm like, you know what? I want to share this with you because I think it's important for us to really focus on what's going to actually get us to the goals that we want, right? If you think about where you want to be at the end of the year and you think about like how you want to feel, what your bank account should look like, you want your bank account to look like, the impact that you want to make, all these things, it starts with us making a decision that this month we're going to show up in a way, we're going to create the process that's going to allow us to get the results that we want, right? So that at the end of the year, we can just feel really good about not just the goals that we've reached, but how we got to those goals, right? And so I wanted to share this with you because I think it's going to be valuable for anyone, no matter what level of business that you're in. If you find yourself in a space where you're like, there's so much to do, especially around marketing, this episode is definitely for you. So this episode is called Your 20-Minute Marketing Game Plan to Get Clients and Get Paid This Year, okay? So this episode is specifically for you if you feel like your marketing is taking up so much of your time and you're not getting the traction that you want. So you're showing up, you're creating content, but really all that effort is not turning into dollar signs, okay? This episode is also for you. It's for my girls who are tired of following all of the trends that don't actually lead to much. And they're over the complex marketing, you know, processes, right? We got to do all of these things, but it's not actually yielding results. This is also for you if you don't want to spend all damn day on your laptop and your phone creating content and just doing things for the sake of marketing your business, right? Marketing is important. Always be marketing is my motto over here. I teach my clients this because it's essential to the growth of your business. It's a machine. It's a whole system. It's not just marketing, but it's also the sales and everything else. But marketing shouldn't take up so much of your time, right? And so I want to share with you exactly how to save time, energy, and focus on the profit-producing activities in your business. Because the truth is the online space has changed a lot and it's going to keep changing. There's so much you can do to get clients and get paid. But when you don't have a focused foundation to your marketing already, you can get swept up by all of the shiny things that really won't produce results for you, right? And I want to say this, like it's really important to follow trends, right? You're an entrepreneur. You're going to be as creative as possible. You're going to ride the waves as they come. But when you don't have a core marketing foundation, you then lose a sense of what is really important for your business. And you're constantly just chasing trends. And yeah, it'll yield results, but you'll always feel like there's so much to do and not enough time, right? And so that's why I want to talk about this episode, because this year I've gotten back to the basics of how I used to market my business when I started my business, except I've elevated it a little bit more because I've been in the game for a minute. So I know what works and doesn't work. But this is going to work for you no matter what level you are in your business, whether you're brand new or you're seasoned. You're going to get a lot of value out of this episode because I'm going to make it really quick and easy for you to just show up in your business. So I want to kick it off. Y'all know I love this, but three mistakes that I see most people make, whether you are, especially coaches and course creators, when it comes to their marketing, right? No matter what kind of content you're creating, is that number one, they have no clue what marketing efforts actually produces results in their business, right? Because they're doing reels, they're on Instagram, they're on LinkedIn, they're sending newsletters, they're doing all the things. And while there is nothing wrong with that, it's not a system that doesn't give them, or they're not looking at the data, it doesn't give them the results that they want. So they're just really throwing things around. The second mistake is they don't have an end goal for their marketing efforts, right? Obviously, all of us want to get clients, impact more people, and help more people, right? That's our goal, to make money and to also help people in our businesses. But every marketing action has a purpose, right? So one of the biggest lessons I learned from my coach was it's great to be on social and showing up. You must. It's the world that we live in. But you can't look at your social as a place of conversion only. So if you're only showing up social for the goal of getting a client right on your Instagram, then you're doing your business a disservice, because technically your social media platforms are like giant billboards that really advertise to those who land on your pages who you are, what you're about, how you can help them, and your expertise. That's the goal, right? And so when we are showing up on social, that activity will lead to sales eventually. But if we're putting that in our mind that that's where we're getting our conversions without knowing that's truly where we get our conversions, then, and we don't have an end goal for it, then we're doing ourselves a disservice. And that's why most people end up feeling like, okay, this, I'm just wasting my time because I'm not getting clients here. But the reality is, doing reels every day in your business, what is the end goal for that, right? Is it to grow your platform? Is it get more visibility? Like, what specifically is it going to do for you? So that's the second mistake. The third mistake that most people make is they don't have a clear action plan. And that's what we're going to talk about today to help you get, you know, your marketing done in 20 minutes or less. When you have a clear action plan, you can show up with confidence because you know that these consistent actions will actually yield results in your business, right? Because posting on social is one avenue, but is it going to yield the result that you want, right? It may grow your social platforms, but if you don't have a funnel set up, if you don't have a freebie, if you have no way of collecting emails, if you're not asking for these things, are you really doing your business a service by just showing up on social? Yeah, you'll have the billboard built up. You'll have people coming on your socials. They'll follow you, but there's no real strategy around like, okay, if I'm going to post this week 5 times, at least 2 of those posts should lead to my email list. I should be asking people to join my list. I should be giving them something. And once they are on my email list, what's the next step? See what I'm saying? And so we all often focus so heavily on the front end marketing, but not really think about the back end of our marketing so that it can actually convert for us. That's probably a different episode, but today we're going to focus on that front end side. Okay. So that's why for the most part, it feels like you're throwing spaghetti on the wall and you're hoping it sticks when it comes to your marketing. That's why sometimes it feels like showing up is so hard because you're creating, but you're not seeing an actual ROI, right? So I want to share with you a simple and effective game plan to get results with your marketing this year, so you're not wasting time, so you're not spending a lot of your efforts just trying to show up, right? And if you get this down before the end of this month, before January wraps up, you will be better off for the rest of the year because you know exactly what to do and you're gonna know exactly what to do every day in your business, okay? So step one to this game plan is to decide what your marketing activities will be, marketing and sales activities will be for your business daily, weekly, monthly, and you don't have to do quarterly, but if you want quarterly. So what are your marketing activities that you have to do daily, weekly, and monthly, right? These must be things that actually make a difference to your bottom line. I'm going to repeat that. These must be things that actually makes a difference to your bottom line. Meaning, while I love being on social and posting works, like I told you before, if you look at it as more of a billboard, it then relieves the stress of you having to make it so perfect that that's how you're going to get a client, right? Because an example of things that actually move the bottom line for your business could be, reaching out to potential clients, doing personal reach out to personal clients, to potential clients, right? Asking for referrals of past clients, delivering a strong piece of content every week, like a podcast or a YouTube video, doing visibility work like guest podcasting, guest blogging, having coffee dates with potential referral partners, right? People that can refer you for your services and your offers, doing a monthly webinar for your audience. It's actually more beneficial than you doing all of these shiny things, because if you drive traffic to that webinar, they get to see your expertise and you can sell them into your course, for example, or a weekly one, however you want to do it. But you want to really identify what are the core things that are actually moving the needle in my business. What are things that are actually delivering an actual result in my business, right? Because let's just say you chose, I want to do a monthly webinar, a live webinar every month. And every month you do a webinar, you get at least 1 or 2 sales for your product at $3,000, for example. And you do that for the entire year, a webinar a month, the entire year. Imagine where you would be at the end of the year, right? Would you have gotten closer to your goal? Yes. But more importantly, you would have become the person that actually stays committed to a marketing plan that actually is sustainable for your business. Now, eventually you can automate that. But what I'm saying is, imagine if that is your monthly activity that you choose. that's going to make a bigger result and a bigger impact in your business than, say, something that really you don't know will work. And that's what I was talking about, having a focused foundation, knowing specifically what works for your business. So in order for you to make a decision on what your daily, weekly, monthly activities are, you must first actually analyze what's actually moving the needle in your business. And if it's absolutely nothing, then you got to start testing things out, right? You got to start trying different things to see what will really, really work. But the best way to make that decision really is to ask yourself, what do I already have in my possession, right? So if you have an email list, could you reach out to those on your email list right now personally to start conversations around the possibilities of working with you, right? That might be a better use of your efforts than doing 20 reels a day. Again, not knocking them, they work, and not seeing traction, okay? So I want to give you an example of what that looks like when we're talking about daily, weekly, and monthly, right? Or even quarterly, if you want to add that to the list. So for example, daily, you can have at least one social media post going out every day. So that is your billboard. That is the front end of your business. When people meet you on social, they have something that they can look at and engage with, right? Weekly, you can deliver a newsletter or a podcast episode, right? So every week you can have a podcast going out and you're sending it to your newsletter. And that's a consistent way of showing up, you know, 52 weeks a year, delivering something of value to people, a longer form piece of content. Monthly, you could do, you could be a guest on a podcast. So every month you pitch, right? So you can do at least one podcast a month. Imagine if you do 12 podcast episodes on other people's platforms where new eyes and new ears are listening and engaging with what you have to say, and you give them the next step to connect with you, whether it's following you on social or joining your list for a freebie or something. That will do more for your business than any other action, right? Because one, the person who invited you on that podcast says to their audience, hey, I trust the advice or the things that this person is saying. That's why I have them on here. And so that actually build that know, like, and trust factor a lot stronger, right? Monthly, like I said, you can do a podcast episode. And quarterly, you can attend a live networking event, or every quarter you do a coffee date with a potential referral partner, right? Meet new people, reach out to past clients for referrals. Like, so many things could be done, but this is an example of how you can quickly and easily get your marketing done and be at peace knowing that if you took 20 minutes a day to get this done, you will be further ahead than most people in your field, right? Now, here's my recommendation for your daily, weekly, and monthly. Choose 1 to 3 things in each category. You don't have to do 3 for each, right? Daily could just be every day I show up on social. That's it. Every week I send a newsletter. That's it, right? It could just be 1 thing or 2 things. So really, it goes back to you really understanding, okay, what are the things that are actually moving the needle in my business? Let's focus on those things first, right? And then you can make your decisions on what that looks like. The other thing I want to share with you when it comes to this daily, weekly, and monthly activities is that you don't have to sit down and do these things daily every day for real. You can actually batch this stuff in advance, right? So if you know you want to post on social media once a day, you can batch 7 posts in advance on a Sunday. Like, you do all 7 and you're good to go, or however you decide you want to batch. But you can get that done in advance because now you know every day on social media, I must show up, right? And then step 2 to this process is you want to add it to your calendar and commit to it no matter what. Okay. When you're first starting out building this habit of showing up daily, weekly, and monthly, not only do you want to see it and being reminded of it every day, but you want to get in the habit of doing it. And eventually, the better you get at staying consistent with it, then you can start doing things like, you know, kind of batching things, like batch your pitch to your podcast that you want to be a guest on, etc. But I want you to get in the habit, especially if you have the time, to commit to doing 20 minutes a day of marketing. And you want to focus on what are those. If you only had, the question is, you want to answer, no matter if you're doing this full time, if you're doing this as a side hustle, it doesn't matter. If you only had 20 minutes a day to focus on your marketing, what would be the 1 or 2 things that you would do to get the results that you want, AKA get clients and get paid, right? And so when we kind of narrow it down to that short time period, we can then make a better decision on the fact that, like, okay, I don't need to be scrolling on social media looking for air quote ideas for content. I probably need to say what I want to say and speak the way that I want to speak so I can attract my people. And that gets that done. And then I can focus on, instead of following the trend right now, then I can focus on, you know, doing, you know, speaking to potential referral partners that could be the thing I do. You know, every week or every day, I spend time finding potential referral partners and speaking to them about my services so that they can refer me, whatever the case may be. I don't know what moves the needle for your business. I'm just spitting out ideas here, but I wanted to just share with you, like, it can be that simple to grow your business this year. And yes, I'm talking to you course creators. You don't need to be someone who works with clients one-on-one in order for you to have these kind of results, right? But you have to get clear on what actually moves the needle for your business, your unique business, and then making the plan really focus on the activities that actually will yield results. Now, you might be listening to this and say, okay, Fab, that sounds great, but like guest podcasting isn't going to bring me clients today, but it will bring clients eventually. So why not make it a monthly or even a quarterly activity so that you know that at least once a quarter, I am showing up in a different environment, in a different space where people who may not know about me or find me can actually connect with me, right? Because even if it's five people from that podcast join your email list and one person buy, right? That will make a difference more than you not showing up anywhere else but your own platforms and expecting growth, right? And so this can also be done if you want to do paid advertising. Maybe every month you want the entire month, you want to have a budget that your ads are running in the background. That could be your monthly activity too. Just giving you ideas here. But the point here is notice how you can spend 20 minutes a day really honing in on what's the most important things for your business. Okay. So if I spoke too fast in this episode, it's because your girl got to go and we wanted to give you this small, simple, but effective strategy. But go back and listen to this episode, okay? And just really get clear on, number one, what moves the needle in my business, right? What actually yields an ROI? Then think about what actions can I take daily, weekly, monthly, and quarterly in my business if you want to go that deep. One to three things, no more than three, right? And then plug it into your calendar and commit to it no matter what. And if you don't have the time to batch things, that's okay. That's why it's a 20-minute marketing plan. So if you have two things to do every day, those are the two things you're going to do. If you have a weekly activity like recording a podcast, pick a day to record, edit, and do all the things that you need to do and get that done. See where I'm going with this? Like, you get to decide and it can be that easy, all right? I hope this episode was helpful for you. If you have anyone that you feel would be a good fit for this episode, you're like, girl, you're always behind on things. Like, I need you to listen to this episode. Feel free to forward this episode to them. It would mean the world to me. And of course, I want to hear your aha moments. Follow me on Instagram and send me a DM. I'm at fabiola.giordani. And let me know what your biggest takeaway from this episode was. And if you implemented what I just shared with you, after a few weeks, just hop on over and let me know how you're feeling. Do you feel less stressed? Do you feel on track? Because I hope you do. This will definitely help you just narrow down on what the core things are for you to grow your business so that you can actually end the year feeling great, feeling excited, but most importantly, feeling aligned, right? Because the reason why I decided to fine tune my planning and my daily, weekly, and monthly and quarterly activities like this is because it just lets me know that no matter what, if I stay consistent with this, I will always gain momentum. I will always have momentum and I will always reach my goals because I know these are the activities, for the ones I chose anyways, that I know will move the needle in my business. And if I stay consistent, what I want will actually come to fruition. And that's what I want for you. And I want to do it in a more easeful, less stressful way. Okay. So if anything, I want to help you create more ease and freedom in your life, as always. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Again, join me on Instagram at Fabiola Giordani and let me know what your aha moments from this episode are. And I will see you next week. Bye, gorgeous. Hey, gorgeous. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Before you head out, I had a quick question for you. Are you ready to get the exact steps to get clients and get paid consistently with your online course or group program? If so, then I have a great free resource for you. I've created this cheat sheet that's going to help you 5x your sales for your course or group program. And inside that cheat sheet, I'm going to walk you through the exact five steps, simple steps that you need to take right now in order for you to start seeing sales every single day with your course or program. And if you're interested in downloading it, all you have to do is go to www.fabiolagiordani.co/5x. Again, that's fabiolagiordani.co/5x, the letter X. The link will actually be in the show notes as well if you want to go download it, but go there now and get your guide so that you can start increasing your sales. So if you're ready to 5X those sales for your course or group program and you want to start making money every day, now is the time. So again, fabiolagiordani.co/5X. I'll see you. you there. Bye, gorgeous.